Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Afrida Love, and today we're going to journey on how to relax. For my young people, it is how to chill. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for giving us divine sovereignty, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for blessing us to make it through this day, although we may be a little bit under the weather. Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us to just wake up this morning and get started on our way. Heavenly Father, we are asking you, would you continue to look over those who are in the hospitals, those who are in convalescent homes, those who are in the care of other individuals, Heavenly Father, those who are in the storm, those who are coming out of the storm, those who are going in the storm. We're asking, would you bless them, Heavenly Father. If someone's head is hurting and pounding, Lord, we ask that you remove the hurt. Lord, if someone is under the weather, we ask you, would you touch them and heal their bodies? Lord God, we thank you for this radio show. We thank you for all of the newcomers and the new doors that are opening and the opportunities. And we're asking you, would you just continue to anoint this radio show, Love Lift Jesus Up Show. We're asking, would you continue to anoint the individuals and guests who come on the show. Would you bless this show to be something that you would have it to be where it can expand and help men, women, boys, and girls. Lord Jesus, we thank you for just this day. Lord, we thank you for upcoming blessings, Lord. We thank you for things that are going to happen. We thank you for things that have happened already. And we thank you for blessing us to make it through. Lord, we're asking you with the words that come out of our mouth, be acceptable in your sight, be uplifting and powerful, to change and transition people to follow after you. Lord God, we're asking that you bless this show to help someone chill or relax and to help us to become better people where we can serve and edify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. I changed my scripture today. I was in deep meditation before the show, and I wanted to share what the Lord gave me, and I'm going to go ahead and read this. This is Ephesians 6:1. And it reads as such, children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. I'm going to read it again. Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. And I want to be very clear about this before I begin our segment on Let's Chill or Relax. Children are not only those individuals whom we care for. Children are children of God, individuals who belong to God. God expects us to obey. When we talk about our parents, we talk about those individuals who are older than us. We talk about those individuals just respecting each other when Jesus says, children, obey. And then I'm going to read another scripture later on in another show, where Jesus shows that your days may be prolonged because obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. So Ephesians 6:1, please look at that during your spare time. There is a blessing there. Okay, so we're going to start out with our fit to win, and I will be facilitating this or leading this discussion here. And with the fit to win, the sole purpose is to calm people down because life can be hectic. What we do can be hectic. You know, different tasks can be hectic. But at the end of the day, you want to be able to relax and chill. There was a popular song, and I'm speaking to my younger crowd. I'm speaking to those who are young at heart. There was a song by Guy, and you can look it up, and it's entitled Let's Chill. And I don't know who Guy was singing to, but he wanted to settle down. And when we think about relaxing, what I want you to remember is we need to settle down, slow down. And he begins to sing this song to whomever he's singing it to, and he said that's all he want to do is to just chill and relax. That means not worry about anything. And when we go through life, we're going to worry about things, but at some point in our lives, we have to learn how to relax, or to my young people, how to chill out. So I've performed some research, and I've come up with a few ideas of how we can kind of be like that song and be like the people in that song and kind of just chill and relax. Now, chill and relax doesn't mean sit on the couch and do nothing. It doesn't mean stay at home, but it means relax your mind, relax your body, because sometimes we get so tight because of things that happen that we forget to relax, okay? So as I'm going through this, I'm also using these strategies as well. So the first thing, and I know that we talk about stress a lot, but stress is really related to a lot of the topics we talk about. Stress is related to exercise. Stress is related to diabetes. Stress is related to heart condition. Stress is related to cardiovascular disease. Stress is related to cancer. So I talk about stress a lot because stress in a bad way can cause a lot of things to happen. But today the point is learning how to relax or learning how to chill. The first thing that I found is that we need to recognize stress. And I told you recognizing was part of this ministry anyways. That means we need to recognize and be able to categorize the good stress versus the bad stress. When you go to exercise, you're relieving or you're having good stress. When you begin to worry about a situation, you're having bad stress, okay? All you do and think about is work nonstop. It may be your own business. It's maybe a career. It may be a stay-at-home mom or dad. But if all you think about is work nonstop, then you are on your way to stress, okay? When your body has tension, including headaches, neck aches, back aches, and general soreness, these are signs and symptoms of stress. If you're irritated, if somebody just look at you wrong and you get irritated, okay, that could just be a bad day, but also that's stressful because it takes a lot for you to frown up. It takes a lot for you to think of something that has made you mad or made you angry. If you get short-tempered, you know, and unable to focus, if you feel like too much is going on, you know, I showed you that picture of Bobo the Clown, you know, throwing up those balls and, you know, he was balancing. You have to have balance in your life, although you have many tasks, but you also have to have balance, okay? Your sleep becomes a battlefield, meaning that you wake up feeling less rested. When you go to sleep, you should feel like you've been asleep for at least 8 hours, if that's so. But if you've been asleep all day and you wake up and you're still tired, you're stressed out, okay? You're eating too much or too little, okay? Or you choose unhealthy options. That also is a sign of stress, okay? And you can't remember the last time you had a good laugh. That's a sign of stress. So those different elements is what you really need to evaluate yourself on to see if you're going the path of being stressed out or the path of relaxing and chilling, okay? And we're trying to get to the chill part, the relaxing part. So let's go to the second one. Set aside time to relax. Now, I talked about this a couple of weeks ago or maybe even a month ago about setting aside time to relax, all right? You want to be able to sleep without having to think about situations. You know, I talk to so many people and they say, you know, I was in bed last night and all I could think about was the problems that were going on at work or the problems that were going on at home or the problems that were going on wherever. But when you go to sleep, that is your time to relax, okay? Your mind continues learning in ways that are not possible during your hours when you are awake, okay? And sleep restores and refreshes your body. So do not attempt to devalue the worth of your sleep. You have to get sleep. And when you go to sleep, all right, you need to think on some good things, and you need to just let everything go. I told you, placing everything at the altar, giving everything to God. You know, that's why I've incorporated health into this ministry, because ministry is more than speaking the word. It's helping people be able to cope with the stresses of everyday life. So you have to be able to sleep, and you have to be able to enjoy life. It's great to work hard, but at some point in your life, you're going to have to value your health as well, and you're going to have to slow down, all right? So set aside time to relax, whether it's 5 minutes. And in doing this, you block out times in your day to relax. That does not mean when you're at work you take an hour nap, all right? That does not mean that. But that means every now and then you need a little two-minute break. You need a little three-minute break here so that your mind can rejuvenate and you can think, okay? If you're at home, mark time for relaxing on your calendar, you know. Say, I'm going to stop whatever I'm doing, whether you're a stay-at-home person, you know, whether you have a business, you know. Just stop and relax, all right? So be sure to find time. This whole section that I've researched about setting aside time to relax is being able to find time for yourself to get away from all the stress and strain that's going on in your life. Relaxing your body. Some of us are so uptight. I know that individuals lift weights and I know things happen, but, you know, the visual is where you're just tight. You're tight-fisted. You're just tight. Loosen up. You know, practice breathing techniques, you know, slow down your breathing, actively concentrate on it, breathe in through your nose and out your mouth, inhale deeply as you count to five, hold your breath for 5 seconds, then exhale. There is a movie, it was entitled Waiting to Exhale. You know, there was so much going on in that movie, different things, different stressful things, adults, going on in that movie, that the title was Waiting to Exhale, waiting to be able to breathe again because so much is going on, and it's like you're holding your breath because so much is going on, and you can't control your body. You can't control your breathing because you're just trying to keep up with everything, you know, waiting to exhale. When are you going to take that deep breath in your work day? When are you going to take that deep breath and stop and just relax? When are you going to do that? You know, that's why it says the movie is Waiting to Exhale. When are you going to do that? When are we going to do that? You know, every now and then you need to just stop what you're doing. Take a deep breath. And that really helps. And counting to five really helps in stressful situations. Make healthy dietary choices. This is a pet peeve of mine. Avoiding the excessive refined sugar found in granola bars and sodas. These can cause severe ups and downs in your blood sugar and lead to and agitate your body, you know, and it messes with your energy. Sugar gives you a quick rush. You know, I say that I eat candy, you know, before any type of physical activity, okay, but also you're burning that off. But if you're just eating candy and drinking sodas and not working it off, you're going to have that energy kick for about 10 minutes, and then you're back to, you know, being tired again. Avoid excessive caffeine. You know, it's good to drink water. Gatorade's even good because it provides electrolytes. But try to stay away from the sodas. And, you know, if you drink tea, drink it in moderation. Green tea is actually good for you. Try to drink that. Once again, going back over healthy body is eating fresh fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, such as apples, grapes, carrots, broccoli, brown rice, or whole grain breads. Eat plenty of low-calorie protein, such as chicken, fish, dark leafy vegetables, or low-fat dairy. These proteins are a better source of energy. You want to make sure that you're getting your vitamin B and D because they're especially good for relaxation. Let me say it again. Vitamins B and D are good for relaxation, and they also relieve a lot of stress. So what you're going to have to do is do some research, or you can email me, and I can give you a whole bunch of foods in those categories, vitamin B and vitamin D. They're especially good for relaxation. Another component is exercising every day. You know, many of us rest on the Sabbath, and that's totally fine. But make sure that you aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate activity. You can walk in the park, take a swim, take the stairs instead of the elevator. You can park a little bit. We talked about this. Park a little bit further away from the entrance of a store. You can ride a bike. You can go swimming, you know. It's getting kind of cooler, so you might want to try indoor pool, you know, but be more conscious and aware of the tension that is quick to accumulate in your shoulders and neck when you're swimming as well. You want to make sure, like with this weather, that you're inside because this is flu season. A lot of things are going around, so you really don't want to be outside swimming at this time of year. Try a massage. I tell you, a massage works wonders. You know, be careful of the places you go, because you go to some places and you feel like you're getting beat in the back. You want to go to a place that's easy on the muscles, you know, unless you want to be beat in the back, that's fine. But massaging your body and things like that really helps, because it gets the knots out, and it also helps your mind relax. So once your body is relaxed, even in stressful situations, try to relax your body, and you will find that your mind will follow suit. So a massage is very good for this as well. Now let's move on to relaxing your mind, and I actually have 14 minutes. Relaxing your mind basically means that you practice positive thinking. And in order to practice positive thinking, I found two strategies, and actually three, that really helps with this, and that's using visualization. When you are, you can do this with your eyes open or closed. You want to feel calm and relaxed. You want to imagine a calm place. You know, imagine a beach. That's always, imagine a beach. You know, I went to the California beach and it was great. Imagine a beach and the water, you know, beating the sand and things of that nature. Just imagine something positive, you know. Use affirmations. Now, affirmations are short, powerful statements that build you up and increase your confidence, you know, such as, I can do this. It's going to be fine. It's going to be okay, you know. And be careful about the words that you choose. The things you say about yourself over and over again, that's what will come to fruition. That's your reality. So affirmations, you want to do that. Teach yourself to step back and see the big picture. When you're in the thick of things, you always have to see the whole picture. Recognize that most problems are only temporary, okay? And you can't be down on yourself because of certain situations that happen, you know? So you want to think positive about yourself, first of all, and others. And you want to do this through visualization, affirmations, and then, once again, looking at the big picture instead of looking through a small glass. And I actually have someone from California calling. Great. I was just thinking about the beach. Okay. Think logically and restrain from your emotions. Now, there was also another song that says emotions make you cry sometimes. All right? Now, if you learn to think more sequentially and logically when you're stressed, you might find that solutions become more apparent. So you have to turn on an objective eye on your stresses, okay? Take a realistic look is what's really bothering you, and consider how you'd advise a friend in a similar situation. Now, you're going to really have to think about this, because many times we give other people advice, but sometimes we have problems that are going on. So what would you tell a friend who had the same issue that you had? So you're going to have to use the same lens that you advise your friend on yourself, which is very hard. But that will help you in taking out your emotions. Because many times when we help other people in their situations, we don't go really on emotions. We go on experience, okay? But when we actually bring it to ourselves, if we don't think about what we would tell another person, if we have that self-talk, then emotions start getting involved, okay? So we want to look at the big picture, and we want to say, what would I tell a friend who is having this same problem that I'm experiencing right now, okay? And change your ways. If the problem is something you're doing, then change the way you act or react. Stop and listen to those around you to figure out and correct what it is you might be misunderstanding, okay? So be flexible. And sometimes you have to do like Robert Frost and take the road less traveled. But in all things, try to keep the emotions out of decisions, the emotions out of anything that would cause you to have a setback, okay? We're still talking about stress. Find a quiet place when you're feeling overwhelmed and pamper yourself. Now, I'm not saying while you're at work and you feel like, you know, you're really stressed out to decide, I'm going to take a day off and go to the beach. I didn't say that. I said pamper yourself when you get home. That means taking a warm bath. Get on your bed or sofa. Imagine a personal paradise, or, you know, that weekend go to the paradise that you're imagining, you know, wherever that is. And just take a deep breath and enjoy life. You know, you have to kind of pamper yourself. You have to take care of yourself if you're feeling overwhelmed. And everyone gets in those type of situations, you know, where sometimes you feel overwhelmed and you have to take a vacation, you know, or when you come home, you really have to pamper yourself. So keep that in mind. Stop feeling guilty. Guilt is a source of stress. Get rid of the source of guilt by behaving yourself. Stop engaging in behaviors that make you feel guilty, okay? If anything makes you feel guilty, and what I mean by feeling guilty, for instance, if you didn't go to the gym because you needed to rest, don't be so hard on yourself. You know, if it's justifiable and it's for the good of your sanity and of your mind, then do it, you know, and don't feel guilty about it. Learn to prioritize. Make a list. This also helps you relax your mind. That way you won't overbook yourself or underbook yourself. Learn to prioritize what is most important right now. You know, try to avoid procrastinating. Practice meditation. Meditation consists of removing all thoughts from your mind by concentrating on your breathing. You're going to be in a sitting posture for a minimum of 15 minutes per session. Then you're going to build up to 45 to 60 minutes per session. Now, I'd advise you to do this at home. If you are at work, in your office, or wherever you are, and you begin to sit in the middle of the floor and meditate, people are going to start wondering what's going on. So if I were you, I'd do it at home. But anyway, meditation is a good way to relax your mind. Okay? Do hobbies or activities that relax you, whatever those are. Some people, it's fishing, sewing, singing, taking photos. With me, it's dealing with people and going on vacations and just enjoying life. But whatever your hobby is, take that time out and relax. And remember, always remember to smile. Remember to laugh at least once a day and smile. I'm not saying that you have to do it 24/7, but at least once a day, laugh and smile. It doesn't take much. The next part is staying relaxed around stressful people. Sometimes negativity and unrealistic expectations of other people can derail your determination to include relaxation. Don't let this happen, okay? So if you're around negativity, then don't carry that weight on your shoulders, you know? You're going to have to be able to turn a negative into a positive, all right? So sometimes you have to disconnect, and sometimes that means put the phone down, shut the email down, walk away. You know, sometimes you have to do that, you know. But whatever you do, the night, that particular night, whatever, if you're dealing with a stressful situation, negative situation, do not go to sleep thinking negative or being angry, you know. Just make sure that you use those tactics that we talked about, such as your breathing, such as imagining these wonderful places. Go get you a massage and things like that before you decide to go to sleep, okay? Avoid toxic personalities. You know, those personalities that constantly complains, who are constantly negative. Just you're going to have to avoid those toxic personalities. And avoiding does not mean saying, okay, I wipe my hands clean. It means that I'm going to pray for you from a distance. You know, you want to make sure that you remain positive and you be a role model. That's why this Fit to Win is part of ministry, because the way we carry ourselves and how we handle our bodies actually spills into our ministry, okay? You know, and I'm going to go into some other details, you know, but the main thing you need to understand is you need to spend time with people who radiate warmth and with whom you can truly connect, and they have positive thinking, and they're joyous people. Now, joyous people does not mean that every time you see them, they're laughing and, you know, cutting up. It means people who are positive individuals, who knows how to have some humor. That's what you want, because if not, you will find yourself in a very stressful situation. I hope this has helped. We're going to be talking about this a lot. I'm going to bring other individuals on the show about the fashion, of course, and about hair and all that good stuff. But health is really an important part of life, and we're going to continue to bring up health, and we're going to continue to study stress. Now then, be sure, and many of you can finish this, and I don't even have the notes in front of me, be sure to tell your friends and family about the Love, Live, Jesus Up show on blogtalkradio.com/free to love. That's blogtalkradio.com/free to love. The Fashion Line, the Fashion Line, the Fashion Line is here. Fashionsbylove.com is here. Be sure to check out that website. You do know that we are moving websites. You can Facebook me under ALFREDALOVE. I welcome all ministries. I welcome gospel artists. I welcome poets, community leaders. I welcome actors, actresses. I welcome radio personalities. I welcome you to the page, because we're going to be doing a lot of dialogue within this particular ministry, and we're going to be doing some speaking things, and so I want you a part of it. So be sure to Facebook ALFREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_LOVE, and I would love to be your friend as well. This has been a very great day. This week is very God ordained. I want to appreciate God right now. I want to appreciate my family and my friends for listening. I want to appreciate some doors which has been open to the ministry and open to just general things. There is no secret what God can do for what he's done for others. If you trust and believe in him, he will do the same thing for you. I really, like I said, I'm always speechless when I talk about the greatness of God, because I'll never understand it, but I appreciate it. And so within this ministry, I want you to join me. I want you to tell your friends about the ministry, because it's growing. I just welcomed about 10 new people into the ministry through Facebook, and I appreciate that. So once again, Facebook, ALFREDALOVE, EMONYA_LOVE. Get in contact with me. On Saturday, we're going to have Pastor Keys. She is very ordained by God. She is a psalmist, and she's an evangelist. And we're going to have her on the show. So be sure to join me on Saturday at 5:30. Be sure to pray for those who are under the weather. Some of us aren't feeling well, but God is still good, because he's allowing us to continue to make these days that we're struggling trying to make because we don't feel well. So keep praying for us, and we'll keep praying for you. I pray for those who are in the hospital. I thank you for the good reports for those who are in the hospital. I'm praying for the kids, the students. I'm praying for families. I'm praying for mothers who are worried. I'm praying for fathers who are worried. I'm praying for the homeless. I'm praying for everybody. So if we're praying for each other, then we should all be all right. And y'all pray for me as well. If someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. And before I let you go, be sure to join me on tomorrow for prayer time with none other than Alfreda Love. Till next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.